Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Powell reaches second base with a double. Blair moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freese takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freese moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freese scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Skowron scores. Nicholson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bulfari moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally juggles the ball. That's an error on McNally. Romano moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball towards right. Bulfari catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Johnson moves to third. Adair moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Brown reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Adair scores. Bulfari moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Sam Bowen's pinch hits for Dave McNally. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Sam Bowen's. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Martin reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-4 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Dick Hall. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.